Yesterday morning, outside of Farmington Elementary School in Germantown, children lined up with a kickball. As voters lined up with their photo IDs, Jeff and Michelle Campbell have a son who attends Farmington Elementary. They dropped him off at school, then stood in line to vote for a Germantown Municipal School Board. Here's Jeff Campbell.
Of course, the presidential election is made out to be very important, and I do believe it is too, but for day in and day out, our school board probably has more influence over the things that we're concerned with our son. So,
all six of the suburbs outside of Memphis are one step closer to opening their own school districts. Last night, residents in the suburbs voted in municipal school boards, but they're still waiting for a ruling from a judge. Federal Judge Hardy Mays is weighing whether or not the state law which opened the door for municipal schools is constitutional. Here's Mark Deli. He ran unopposed for Germantown School Board position 2.
Well, we can't predict what the judge is going to do. All we can do is move forward under the assumption that we are going to get an opportunity to have our own school district, and then whatever the judge rules, the judge rules.
In Memphis and the unincorporated county, a half-cent sales tax increase was on the ballot. It failed. If it had passed, half of the money generated would have gone to schools. An initial plan for a merged Memphis and Shelby County school district has a $57 million budget gap. The county commission is the primary local funder for schools. Commission Chairman Mike Ritz lobbied hard for the sales tax increase. Now that it's failed, he says the county commission will have to look elsewhere for that money for schools.
You know, even if we just decide on $30 million of new money for the school system, that would be a 20 cents property tax increase on all the residents of Shelby County. The failure to approve the half-cent sales tax in Memphis is going to be quite probably a property tax increase on all of Shelby County.
Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell points out that the blueprint for the merged district does include some contingency plans to close that budget gap, things no one on the Planning Commission seemed to want to do, but things they all said could be done in order to save money. So Luttrell says there are ways the merged district can balance its budget without sales tax money.
The $57 million is not a hard figure. It says at this point $57 million, but there are additional efficiencies that can be realized at the school level.
But he says in order to do that, the school board has to get moving. The board hasn't yet completed any of the difficult or controversial tasks of merging the two systems, things like closing schools or selecting a superintendent.
They need to aggressively pursue, in very short order, getting a superintendent in place, the person who's going to lead this merged district, who can be very fundamentally involved in developing the budget for the next year. We will have a merged school system by next August. How successful and how efficient that merged school system will be remains to be seen. And right now, I am alarmed that we're not making better progress.
Finally, moving away from schools, on Election Day, Memphis buses flash the message, "Vote today," along with their routes. But Memphians voted against a 1 cent per gallon gas tax increase. Had it passed, that money would have gone to public transit. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreaux.